We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The verse for today comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Dear fellow redeemed, let us talk about law. As we know, that law is the rule made by the government of a state or a country. It defines good and bad activities, namely good conduct or crime. Crime is defined as an activity that is against the law. For different crimes such as theft, murder, robbery, cybercrime, espionage, abduction, counterfeit, etc., there are different kinds of penalties like fine, prison, execution, exile, etc. The government categorizes crimes according to the severity of the activity. In our world, there are different kinds of crimes or unlawful activities. Activities that are unlawful are, for example, speeding, not using seat belts, littering, are considered minor violation of the law, and you generally don't go to prison for it. However, in the cases of extortion, homicide, robbery, one deserves a prison or even death sentence. One of the great crimes recently is the terrorism of ISIS. We read news about it as it is abducting a lot of Christians and killing innocent people unlawfully. It is creating fear in the world, and according to the worldly perspective and laws, it is a great crime. Now let us think about the law defined by the government of God. The law is the revelation of will of God set forth in the Word of God. God's law says, anything that you do against commandments, His commandments, is sin. Sin is basically crime in God's law. Therefore, every sinful activity is punishable because God is just. Every sin carries the equal mark. There is no greater sin nor lesser. Its sin can bring you to the torment in hell. Let us examine ourselves. Do we commit sin? We can examine ourselves according to the Ten Commandments because they are the basic guidelines to measure your activities, whether they are sinful or not. Don't you lie, backbite, envy, covet, and disobey? Many times you and I fail to do our jobs, responsibilities, and fulfill our promises. Let us ask ourselves, how many times do we break commandments? You and I are not perfect, and we always tend to fall into sin because of our sinful nature. All of our behaviors, corruption, and imperfectness qualify us to get the punishment in hell, for we deserve wrath and death from God. As we read, the law of sin and death, which is controlling influence of sin, which leads to death and condemnation. There's a body designated that executes the law and order in certain territory. Every criminal deserves punishment. But you cannot take law in your own hands. Judgment is carried out by certain people assigned by the government. Likewise, our God is the just God who does carry out the judgment rightly. As we consider the Lenten season this time, we remember the great work that has been done on our behalf. God is just. He sent His only Son on earth to pay the price for our sins. Jesus lived a perfect life for you and me. God punished His only Son to save you and me. God, Jesus the Messiah, paid all the prices of our sin. He died on the cross for the whole mankind's sin. We were captive then. However, Jesus freed us from the bondage of sin and evil. He did not only die for us, but also rose again the third day and ensured us eternal life in heaven. The phrase, the Spirit of life, means the Holy Spirit is producing or giving life, that is, giving peace, joy, and salvation, which is great news for our souls and just opposite to the law. The Spirit of life frees us from all kinds of evil in Christ Jesus. He also works in our hearts, ignites faith, and awakens your spirit from the death. The Spirit works and brings you to faith and helps you to grow in faith in Jesus that you may inherit the eternal life in heaven. You and I could not pay for our sins because it is very great. And we cannot help ourselves to stop doing the sinful acts. But the Holy Spirit helps us to repent for our sins, and God forgives our sins and declares us righteous through Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life means the Holy Spirit produces life through the means of grace, such as the Word and the sacraments. In another word, we can say gospel. Therefore, we have the hope and life in Jesus, that He died for you and me, and He comes again to bring us with Him for eternity. Now we have considered the law. It always condemns and shows our sins and guilt. However, God's mercy and Jesus' substitution for our sins brings us the righteousness of God, which allows us to get to the Father and be in His presence forever. It is a great news for our souls. Therefore, let us bring this word, gospel, to the world, that their sins are forgiven as well. There are a lot of people who do not know the true Savior, which is Jesus. So let us tell these people that their sins are forgiven. Their sins are forgiven in and through Jesus. May all glory be to God. Amen. We'll sing hymn 289, all verses.